He's the president of basketball operations for the Toronto Raptors. You all know him. He's Masai Ujiri. Happy New Year. How are you?
Happy New Year, man. What's going on? How are you guys doing?
We're doing all right. Hanging in.
Happy New Year.
I guess we should start a little bit with the news that came down today with the suspensions and fines issued for the incident that took place last night in the Miami loss. Ibaka and Johnson both got one-game suspensions. DeRozan gets a $25,000 fine. Do you have issue with either of those, or based on your observations and history, is that about what you expected when you saw the incident take place?
Yeah, you know, like the NBA is coming down on these guys pretty much, you know, and some of them, you know, so this thing just happened. Guys get edgy and in the games and edgy after a loss and stuff happens. But, you know, if you look at a guy like DeMar DeRozan, I don't think that, you know, like there's anything to worry about there, you know, like with Serge. He's an edgy guy, you know, and we've seen this with him before, but I don't think the intentions are, you know, like where he's coming in trying to fight anybody. So we'll take it. I think it shorthands us a little bit tomorrow, but you know what? That's the NBA. You go out and play. Nobody will remember and nobody feels sorry for you.
I got a bunch of questions in a bunch of different directions. Let me start with this. You got Cleveland and Golden State coming up. Golden State is obviously the signature team in the NBA. The Cleveland Cavaliers are the other signature team in the NBA and your biggest rival right now, I would say, without question. As good as it has been, and it's been plenty good for the first 39-40 games of the regular season, how important do you think these two games are for your team and for their psyche?
You know, they're important games, you know, like these are the best teams in the NBA and you want to compete, you want to win, you know, like you go into the game wanting to win, and I know our guys feel that way, Bob, and there's no other way to measure that, like these kind of games, you know, like you're going against the best players in the world, you're going against the last the champions the last 3 years in the league, so and we know, you know, like with Cleveland, how it's been with us. So yeah, I think everybody is getting up. Some people, you might say, yeah, it's another game, it's the regular season, blah blah blah. But no, it's Cleveland and it's Golden State. Let's be real. Let's call a spade. You know, like those two teams are sort of the top teams in the country, and you start to kind of learn many things as you go with your team in the season and start measuring. And, you know, I don't think this is the end measuring stick for us. You know, like win or lose, you know, like it doesn't matter. You know, like you keep playing. But it's good to play against the best competition in the league.
So let me give you my observation of having spent a fair bit of time in the U.S. over the last little while and most recently just the last 5 days. Respect for the Toronto Raptors is negligible. People can look at the record, but they still think it's Golden State, it is Cleveland, it might be Boston, it is Houston. Those are the teams, and I'm not limiting it to those, but those are the teams that people are talking about as potential champions. Obviously, Golden State's at the top of that list. Cleveland is probably number two. Houston certainly is a team that people recognize as a possible contender. The Toronto Raptors are in the ballpark record-wise with all of those teams. How do you feel about the recognition that you haven't gotten for the performance of this club? Does it in any way bother you, impact you, or does it seem really reasonable and normal to you?
Well, it doesn't bother me, you know, like me in person, you know, like it bothers me for our fans, for our organization, for our players, you know, we don't play as many their so-called ESPN games, you know, like why is that? You know, like we've had one of the best records last 5 years, you know, like right. in the league, yeah. So I don't understand why the NBA does not give us I think it's a bunch of BS, if you ask me, you know, like that they don't give us more games. So, yeah, well, honestly, like if you haven't won an NBA championship, you are not in the same category as Cleveland and Golden State, you know, like but otherwise, you know, like I think we compete well with the other teams, and they haven't done anything to surpass us, we think, you know, and that's how we feel strongly about that. We're not scared of anybody, you know, like and so all the other teams that they are putting, you know, like ahead of us, do I respect it? Yeah, it's everybody else's opinion, you know, like, but why he had to compete, honestly, Bob, and I can care less, you know, like, and I can really care less about like what all these people, you know, like say, and the whole like disrespect thing. I feel for our players. I feel for our organization, that, you know, what do we need to do? You know, like we need to win a championship. That's what we need to do. Hopefully we can continue to build and grow and get to that level, because all these other teams built and they grew and they got to that level too. It doesn't take one day to win in sports, you know?
No. Well, but here's what I will say to you, and I don't know whether you agree or not. You'll tell me. You beat Cleveland and Golden State this weekend. You win both of those games with or without Lowry, without Ibaka for the Cleveland game. You win those two games. You're going to raise a Spockian eyebrow in the United States.
I don't think so. You know, like you got to win. To me, you know, like it's championship level basketball, Bob. Honestly, like that's the level. What's one game or two games? Those teams have lost. Cleveland, how many games have they lost? If I checked right, they lost 14 games
that's
already.
Right.
You know, like what does that mean? You know, like Golden State have lost 9 or 10 games already. What does that mean? But when it comes, we have to continue to grow as a team. We have to continue to get better. We've kind of changed the way we play, and we've put responsibilities on younger players, yeah, to grow so that we have a bigger future. But we are also building in a window here with the prime players that we have, you know. And so they know that, you know, like what the responsibilities are, and they've taken responsibilities for the new things that we want to do on the basketball court and how we want to challenge. And I think they're doing a good job, you know, like are there ups and downs in the season? Will we still have ups and downs? Yes, we will, you know, like, but at the end of the day, you see the progress. I think we might be a top five offense in the league, and we might be a top five defense in the league. I haven't checked after the last couple games, but hopefully like we're up there and we continue to make the progress. So, really, I can care less of like what they do, but I think it's a bunch of BS that, you know, like, hey, we don't play on as many national TV, so-called TV games as
no,
as
I
we
get
should.
It. I get it. I mean, I'm going to respectfully disagree with you. I think things change. The perspective changes depending upon this weekend. Arash, jump in.
Masai, you say you have a top five defense, a top five offense. Where do you rank DeMar DeRozan among the top players in the NBA right now?
Well, it's one of the things we said, Arash, that we're going to keep growing and keep challenging these guys. And it's difficult to build from within, and that's what we're doing, you know, like, and sure. That's what I see. I see Kyle Lowry getting better. I see DeMar DeRozan getting better. I see Coach Casey getting better. You know, like, I see the young guys trying to grow, you know, like, and get better, you know, like, we did. It was tough doing what we did, you know, like at the end of the season, in terms of kind of putting responsibilities in different in different sets of hands, you know, because losing those kind of players that we lost was, you know, we didn't know what to expect, you know, like we didn't know where it was going to go. So these guys continue to take the challenge. They continue to take the responsibility of continuing to grow. So in terms of DeMar DeRozan, okay, oh, he doesn't shoot threes. He can't pass. he can't do this, he can't do that. Guess what? He's doing it, you know, like, and he's growing in his game and growing as a leader and growing as a person, and he's showing on the team, you know, like he's showing, I don't know whether it's with wins, he's showing on the personality of the team, he's showing with DeMar DeRozan, you know. So we're proud of that. We'll continue to grow. And yeah, if Sports Illustrated, like, they can rank him 100 or they can rank him 1 million, we can care less.
But Masai, yeah, he's grown. He's done all those things. He's checked all those boxes. And this season he's playing some of the most spectacular basketball, not only of his career, but that anybody has seen in the history of this franchise. And now DeMar's name is being thrown around the MVP conversation. Not, you know, there's a special shelf for LeBron and KD and maybe Steph, but you know, now people are kind of ranking him among their top eight, among their top seven. Where do you see DeMar, in what class is DeMar amongst the best in the game?
Well, if I want to break it down simply, you know, like, I think we have a top four record or top three, top four record in the NBA. You know, like, he's our leading player, leading scorer, all-star player. At this point in time, yeah, I know they're the world-class players. I understand that. And winning a championship, to me, puts you in a different bracket. I think it's fair to say that, you know, like, I don't want to name names on this, but we know the players we're talking about, you know, like, they've won championships and we respect that. You have to respect that. But in terms of growing, you know, like, I think we all definitely, me and you, know that the DeMar DeRozan you're seeing today is not the DeMar DeRozan from last year. It's not the DeMar DeRozan from 2 years ago, you know, like, and it hasn't been. We've known him to continue to elevate his game and continue to grow. Where does it take us? That's on him. That's on us. That's on the team. That's on us as an organization. And that would bring the respect, I think. But I think people are beginning to recognize that DeMar DeRozan is stepping up his game to get to that level where he can sometimes be mentioned, you know, like with these guys.
With Masai Ujiri. Well, the trade deadline is approaching. It is earlier now. You look at this team and it is hard to find definitive holes. Now, that is not to say that you aren't talking or aren't listening or aren't interested in making improvements to your franchise. Every general manager is always interested in that, no matter how good they are. I mean, including Golden State. They're always looking around to see what might or might not be available. How would you categorize conversations that you've had so far? And especially, Masai, given the success of the young players that you have on your second unit, who I would think are attracting a lot of attention.
Yes, they are. You know, just before I left the office, Bobby called me and said, hey, this team called, you know, like a couple teams called. And it's constant, you know, like that's our job. We continue to kind of interact with other teams and see what's there. I will say this, though, Bob. Now, I always want to be frank with our fans and everybody. You know, like, last year we made a big trade, couple big trades, you know, like, yep. And brought in a couple players, you know, like, and what did it do for us? You know, like, I can't tell you what it did for us. What it did for us, what it was, it brought, it gave us the bird rights to Serge Ibaka, okay? And we brought Serge Ibaka back. But I don't know if anybody is looking, and I don't know what the history of the NBA is. I think we might have discussed this before, of bringing any player in the trade deadline. And what effect is it having on your team? How much time do you have, you know, like, to gel? How much time do you have? To me, I want us to build our teams off of training camps, you know, like, off of time with each other, off of knowing each other. And maybe, yes, there's a move to make here or there to make me better. We're always looking for those moves, Bob. But honestly, I don't believe that there's one player that you can bring unless you are getting something that's outright crazy. And trust me, we're always looking for it, you know, like, that's going to come and totally, like, change everything. But growth is what we preach, you know, like, how are we getting better? Is OG getting better? Is Pascal getting better? How are those guys going to be next year? What experiences are they gaining? How are they going to play? Knock wood, we make the playoffs, you know, like, and how are they going to play there? What are they going to gain? And how do they Jakob Poeltl or DeLon Wright or those guys? How do they continue to grow? sometimes we are looking for something outside that's actually inside with us.
Masai, the biggest step offensively that this team has taken is kind of this philosophy change and this reconstruction. I mean, you know, it's there's more pace, there's more tempo, there's more possessions per 48 minutes. You guys are shooting and hitting more threes. As I watch the NBA evolve, I'm wondering, when you play this style of offense, how much more difficult does that become to scout as an opponent when it's not going to be a half court, as much of a half court stagnant offense, but rather this kind of shift into what in what you guys have now become?
You know, we're always looking for players. Whether you are talking about, your question is talking about players that fit in our program, or you're talking about when you're watching other teams, or you're talking about how the game is played in relation to the regular season and how it switches in the playoffs. You know, like, example I'll give to you is like, sometimes you look at the Jonas Valanciunas, and there are some games, you know, like where sometimes teams go small, teams go play a certain way because it's a fast game in the regular season. They are playing smaller players, blah blah blah. In the playoffs, that all changes because everybody runs back. You know, like, well, fast break, the field goal percentage is lower. Everybody runs back on defense, you know, and it's a tougher game. It's a half-court game. It's a grind. Rotations are shrunk, you know, like, and it's completely different. So how are you preparing for that, you know, like, and that's kind of the kind of mentality was starting to get into, you know, like, even, yeah, we're scoring points, but also our defense has gotten better, you know, like, we're trying to stop teams in the half court and trying to limit threes. And people used to say, oh, these teams we're trying to try and out rebound teams, you know, like, those are the things that I think are going to help you as the season goes on. And as the knock wood, we're good enough to make it. We get into the postseason, and when you play there.
Before we let you go, I know this is probably a question more for your head coach, but I'm sure you've been talking to the staff. Any chance Lowry plays this weekend?
You know, I checked in with both coaches, medical, and actually Kyle came into my office today, and he's it's going to be day to day with those things. You don't I think the possibilities are slim, but you never know with Kyle Lowry. I think he's come out of this thing pretty strong. The kid is pretty strong, you know, like, but it was a hard fall, you know, like, and it involves just different things, parts of your body, from the tailbone to your leg and back and all that stuff, you know, like, and we're thankful to God that it wasn't something more serious, but it's going to take time to heal.
We wish you good luck this weekend. We thank you, as always, for your time, and we'll talk down the road. Thank you.
Thanks, Bob. Thank you so much.